Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent in the name of the Lord. Good morning and welcome back to the second edition of NPA Live on Monday, where we are with the International Ambassador at the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Conference. Come, let's go back into that service.
Oh, God, that was the good word. You said your word is true. And, Lord, it is true. Oh, God, you saved us from sin and shame. You brought us out of the darkness into the mountains. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. And, Lord, just keep on blessing us with your word. And we just can hear the word applied to our lives today, Lord Jesus. Oh, the whole world would be better. Oh, God, I just want to say I thank you and I praise you for all that you're doing and all that you're yet to do in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless all of you. Thank you so much. From Indianapolis, God bless you. I want to tell the people in St. Louis, we do feel your pain. I know I feel your pain. Sometimes when you want to know how people really feel, you got to put yourself there. You got to put your husband in the street. Somebody's brother that got shot 9 times. And then they walked up to him after they had shot him so many times and shot him 2 times in the head as if to say, we're going to make sure you ain't coming back here. And then let his body lie in the street for 4 hours before anybody came and got your brother. What are y'all?
Dr. Johnson?
Yes.
This is Mr. Brown. Can I just correct one thing?
Okay, go ahead.
The question to that? They shot him in the head twice first and then stood up over him and shot him.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Yeah, he shot in the head first twice. The man shot him 4 times and then turned to walk away, came back and shot him 4 more times when he was on the ground.
See, that's a hate crime right there.
Yeah. That's called overkill.
That's a hate crime. Did they investigate and see if that was connected anyway to the Ku Klux Klan or anything? That sounds like an execution.
I believe he was.
Yeah, that sounds like an execution. You know he's dead already. 2 times shot him in the head.
Right.
And then came
the autopsy, he was dead from the shots to the head.
Yeah, and then came back and shot him 4 more times.
And then turned away and came back and shot him 4 more times.
Just hate.
He actually got shot 10 times.
Now maybe y'all understand now why the people in St. Louis are so bruised and wounded and going through so much. It's not just because of this crime, but they've been doing that. From my sources tell me they have been doing that to the people in St. Louis for a while, and they just got so they can't take anymore. I mean, you just
long
get so. People misuse you, so you just can't take no more. And so we feel your pain, and God feels your pain. A lot of people think he cannot. He feels pain worse than anybody else, demonstrated by when Jesus was on the cross. You think God didn't feel pain from earth to glory? Yeah, he knows about pain. Saw his son being nailed in the hands and nails in the feet and pierced in the side and crown of thorns pressed down his head with thorns in his head. He knows what pain feels like. So he understands, and we are continuously praying for y'all in St. Louis. God bless you. All right, I want to get about 3 more, maybe 4 more praise reports. I need to hear some praise about now if you have any praise reports. Amen. Did God do anything for you over the weekend? If he did, tell us about it. Inspire somebody else. Anybody else have a praise report? Come on.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Mother Joseph from Indianapolis, Indiana. Oh, I tell you, me and my great-great-grandson, he is five. And, Lord, I tell you, we hang together last weekend and this weekend. We went to the park on Saturday up here. I can't call the name of the park. But we went up there on Saturday. They was having a great big fiesta. They was giving away clothes and food. Oh, they just had everything. And it's about 20-some people brought to the Lord when they were singing and talking about Jesus. And the people just came up and were saved at that particular moment. They had a great big communion service for the people over at Fort Harris Park. That's what it was, in Indianapolis. So we just had a great, great time, and we just had a good time, and I was just so glad to see so many people being saved on Saturday.
Beautiful, Mother. Beautiful. All right. I got time for two more praise reports if you want to give them. Anybody?
We had the spiritual explosion, and it was so spiritual. We had all of the speakers, like Bishop Keith Jones, Sir Carl Shelton, Cheryl Keenan Randolph. I mean, God came in, and even the praise leader, Paris Evans. I mean, it's like the Spirit of God was there for the whole time. We had a large crowd. People were getting saved. We had people of all all kinds of people were there. And it was just like it was a fellowship, and God just rained on them. I thank God for the prayers.
What city was this?
Texas and Midland, Texas.
Midland.
It was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday through Saturday.
That was Pastor Keenan. I know him, Superintendent Keenan.
Pastor Keenan. Yes, yes, it was a blessing.
Give him my regards. God bless you.
Yes.
All right, we have another praise report. Has the Lord done anything for y'all?
Good morning. This is Sister Gina in Kansas, and I just want to thank the Lord for another day that he has allowed me to see. I thank God for how he gave me strength to be a part of the entire anniversary for our pastor and First Lady, the Johnsons. Thank God for how he marvelously blessed us. As Mother Johnson has already stated, it was a grand event. It was a wonderful event. Wonderful speakers, and the Lord showed up and showed out, and that was our special guest, and we thank God for everything. God bless you.
Oh, thank you so much, Sister Gina, Master Lett. And I want to thank Ambassador Aiken. I don't know how many tell things like this. I just want to thank you for your gift, Aiken. We appreciate you very much. Amen. Others on the prayer line, don't y'all have anything God has done for you at all? Sister Sheila?
Yes, I do.
All right, go ahead.
Thank God. Yes, I'm Sister Johnson in Texas. I praise God for another day that he's blessed me. I thank the Lord for on last week hearing so many good things every day of the revival. I praise God for the word. But I want you to know that on not this past Saturday, but the Saturday before, I was able to take my husband to our family church reunion at a park they had, and they had a vehicle that could pick him up at the nursing home and take him to the park. That was the very first time since he had his stroke last year that he was able to leave and be out amongst the saints, and so many people were just glad to see him. And he was glad to be there. I know it was nothing but the grace of God. And that request was put up before the Lord, and I thank him for letting that happen. I just praise God because I know it's him. So I'm looking for greater and better things and for my husband. I thank you so much for the prayer, saints. I do thank you, and I appreciate it. Continue to pray for him.
Thank you so much, Sister Johnson from Texas. God bless you. All right, is there one more? If so, we allow it. Anybody else?
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador-elect Prophetess Smith from Arkansas. And I just give glory to God for what he has done and what he is doing. On last week, we were also in revival in our district, and souls were saved. People were delivered and set free. On yesterday, glory to God, I was in a women's service, and I thank God that that Women's Day service turned into a revival, a complete deliverance service. And thanks to God, we're living in the time. Whatever God do for you, open up your mouth and say something about it. David said, I will bless the Lord. He said, he will bless the Lord. That's one individual. And then he said, the humble will hear thereof and be glad. That means somebody else needs to hear what God is doing. And then later on in that verse says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. That means it's corporate right there. It's just not one person. So I'm encouraged of everything that I heard this morning. I bless the Lord for that. Even in the Revival Women's Day service, minds were set free, bodies were healed, glory to God. Those have been held captive by the enemy. Enemy women lives was broken, glory to God. And I thank God for what he was doing. You can see bitterness broken, unforgiveness cast out and bind out and gone and dissipated. I saw women loving and touching and hugging one another again. I saw people who came in that was miserable, who was broken but was smiling again. God will make you smile. He will make you laugh. And I'm just going to close like this. When people are talking about you, when they're saying something about you, just like the lame man, people said, look at him, look at him, look at him. They might be saying that about you now. Look at her, look at her. But when God touched him, he said, Peter and John said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give unto you. Take up your bed and walk. This morning, take up your testimony and walk. Glory to God. Look, the people are going to say something, but they're going to say, is that the one that was bound? Take up your bed and walk and give God some glory and give him some praise. You will see the same thing that had you bound, that had you bound. You will get up and take it, and the world will see that God has done a great thing in you, that you're not who you used to be. And what they see now is not all you are going to be. You are victorious saints this morning. So open up your mouth and lift up your voice and bless his holy name and just tell him, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. No matter what it looked like, thank you, thank you, thank you. I had to run out of the office because I just had to open up my mouth. Even though it's raining and it's storming, but God doesn't matter about the storm, but when you cry, just like Peter was in the boat with him, when he heard his voice, he stopped. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just tell him thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. When the saints of God travail, the earth will move. Glory, 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 glory. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. God bless you. As the ambassador-elect, Prophetess Gail Stith, God bless her. Oh, my God. I got time for another one if you want to give a praise or point to anybody else.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. My praise report is that the Lord woke me up this morning, so that my right mind was healthy and strength. Lord, I come this morning to say thank you. Just thank you for life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just want to praise you, Lord. Just want to praise you, Lord.
Praise him. Praise him.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I should have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but so fit to let me see another day. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for every family, for every praise report that has gone up, oh God. We know that you are in it, oh God. And thank you for being in the midst of us this morning, oh God.
in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you,
okay.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
What's that now?
My name is Roy. Ivory Roy. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'm in Chicago. Just want to say thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Give me who you are again.
Ivory Roy, Chicago.
All right. Anybody else want to say something for the Lord? I'm
this
make
is,
sure that I want you alive.
This is Sister Lucille.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me, Pastor?
Yes.
I just want to first give honor to God and all the saints on the prayer line, my pastor, Mother Johnson, Lady Betty. I just thank the Lord that on yesterday when I went to church, I got a blessing yesterday. I just thank the Lord. I could feel the Spirit all in that church. I hadn't been to church in a long time because I started working, but I just thank the Lord that I was there yesterday.
Glory.
Thank you. Hallelujah. They tried to tell me that I couldn't have Sunday off this Sunday because I worked last Saturday. I worked all day Saturday. I spent the night at my job, and I didn't come home till Sunday morning about 11 o'clock. So the lady called me and told me, she said, you got to work today. And I told her, no, I don't. She said, yes, you do. I said, no, I don't. I'm going to church. And I thank the Lord that I was at church yesterday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I ask the saints to continue to pray for me and my children. Pray for my children.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Church, but we had our Family and Friends Day, and I had the most of my family to come, and I had the most people to come, and I just thank God for that. Hallelujah, because everybody that I called, they said, yeah, they would come to my church on yesterday, and I just thank God for that. So we
That's
had
beautiful.
A good time too.
Beautiful, yeah. Sister Linda, you took the cake. You had more people there than anybody.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Anytime you want to come to Kansas, just let me know. God bless you.
Oh,
amen.
Okay.
Amen. God bless
yeah.
you. All right.
You.
And we love all of y'all. Anybody else that don't want to cut you off? Anybody else? All right. God bless you. This is part of our revival. We're just having those praise reports during the revival. You know how they do in the revival and ask people to give a praise report of what the Lord has done. Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, she talked about how the Lord has blessed her all last week in the revival. And tomorrow we'll have someone else speaking. If not, I'll speak. Amen. I started to speak this morning, but I just decided that the Lord wanted to have our praise reports more. Amen. So here we are. Anybody else before we close?
Good morning. 708, Mother Digby again. I want to thank the Lord for how my pastor and the team, my pastor, Pastor Jamal, is the president of missions in our part of the state, and him and the team, they had gone to Africa, and one of the ministers got sick, and they didn't want to, and he was in the hospital. But God bless the saints, prayed, and God blessed for him to come out of the hospital on yesterday, and they should be able to come back on next Monday. It's a 16-hour flight, but God blessed, and we just thanking God. We were just overjoyed yesterday that God blessed this pastor to come out of the hospital, because if he hadn't come out of the hospital, they were going to have to change, have trouble getting him back into the States. But God blessed, and we were just thanking God.
Yes, yes. God bless you. All right. Beautiful. Anybody else?
Good morning, saints. Good morning.
Morning.
This is Dr. Lacey in Waukegan, and I want to thank the Lord for all that he has done for me. We were able to get through the funeral of Sister Dora Henderson on Saturday, which was very sad. But God delivered us and brought us through, and I just thank God for that. This morning we are praising the Lord for my brother that is going to surgery in a few minutes at Victory Hospital here in Waukegan, and I ask your prayers, but I want to thank God that we have come this far by faith.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Dr. Lacey, and we will pray for your brother. Amen. Going to surgery in just a few minutes. God bless you. Is there one other praise report? If so, the line is open to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Can everybody hear me?
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
I hear you. Go ahead.
Call for 81. Okay. You call for 816. This is Sharla. I just want to thank God for Dr. Hilton. We've come this far by faith. Oh, my God, I thank God for that. That is what I was sitting here thinking. Lord, I just want to thank you for coming this far by faith. I thank you for this prayer and praise line revival, all that I heard last week. I thank God for this prayer line. Dr. Bernard, I just want you to know 816 is getting out the word about this prayer line. People are not as disciplined. They don't want to get up, but I tell them they are missing a blessing. Mute is a blessing because you get to listen more than you can talk sometimes. So I just thank God for the word, because even in church, you can't do a lot of talking. You need to listen and just sit there and praise God. I thank God for the word compassion. That is what I get from First Fruit, is compassion. And I just want to give my testimony of God. I thank you for coming this far by faith. Thank you, Lord. No matter what it is, no matter what's going on, I come this far by faith. Thank you, God, for using Dr. Lacey for saying that. Thank you, Lord, for confirmation.
this far by faith. By faith, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for that. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all.
Thank you, Sister Charlotte. We love you, too. And the Lord bless you so much.